In local baseball from over the weekend, the Muscatine Mudcats enjoyed a 2-1 walk-off win against visiting Wyota in Sunday League home talent baseball. The win improved their record to 2-5, while Wyota fell to 3-4. It was a defensive battle throughout, with Alex Meister of Muscatine pitching 7 of the 9 innings on a very warm day. He struck out 3, walked 2, and gave up 7 hits and just 1 run. Ben Conway worked 7 from the mound, struck out 6, walked 1, and yielded 6 hits. Max Amont, with the chance to work to 2 batters before being injured in the 8th inning, and Gage Banfield pitched the remainder of the game while suffering the loss. Tyson Starkey was the winning pitcher for Muscatine after striking out 2, walking 1, and pitching 2 hitless innings. Wyota scored its only run in the 5th when Braylon Goble singled and eventually scored on a sacrifice fly by Reagan Jackson. The 1-0 score did not change until 1 out in the 9th inning. Tyson Starkey single for Muscatine. Logan Olson walked. Both runners stole a base and were waiting at 2nd and 3rd when Casey Layton stepped to the plate.
Layton with a couple of swings and stands in. 1-0 here to the hitter. Base hit could end it right now. Banfield with the pitch ripped in the air. Center field. The center fielder going over. He won't get it. Muscatine's going to win it. Layton going to second base. He's there with a double, and Muscatine wins it on a walk-off. 2-1, the score. Casey Layton, the hero here, as Muscatine walks off Wyota in the bottom of the 9th inning. How about that?
Muscatine's only lead in the game came on that game's final play. I asked Casey Layton afterwards how it felt to get the win.
You know, it feels good. We've been hunting for that first win, you know, a couple of weeks, and you know, finally you get it here. It's big, and coming down the stretch, a lot of games. We got to win, make playoffs, and put a lineup here, and we feel good.
Muscatine has had a lot of close games.
Every game we've been in there, you know, like Arena, we lost 2-0. Belleville lost 8-7. So, you know, we've been in there every game and finally get a win. Feels good.
And Layton says he appreciates the teamwork.
I love playing Muscatine, like I said before. And I love playing with all these guys. It means a lot playing with these guys. And it's coming every Sunday. I'm thankful.
Josh Cartwright and Tyson Starkey both were 2-for-4 for the visitors. Cade Janicki was 2-for-3 with a walk for the Indians in the loss. Following the 2-1 win, Muscatine will prepare for a busy 4th of July weekend. They will host Verona on the 4th, starting at 1 o'clock. In other games from yesterday in the Western section, Blanchardville over Arena 13-3. That was Arena's second loss of the weekend. They fell by a score of 11-10 on Saturday to Argyle. Belleville 7-1 over Schulzburg Benton. Verona 17, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 6. In the Northern section, Middleton 3, Ashton 2. Wanakee shut out Casanova 10-0. And Mazamani 12-11 over the Sauk Twins. In the East, Monona over Montello, 10-3. Sun Prairie 2, Cottage Grove 1. Also 16-5 over Poinette on Saturday for Sun Prairie. Southeast, Cambridge 15-2 over Lake Mills. McFarland 9, Jefferson 5. Stoughton 9, Albion 8. Utica over Footville, 5-4. And Evansville beat Fort Atkinson, 6-5. All-State baseball has been announced and recognized. The players of the year in Division I this year in high school baseball, Ethan Bauerschmidt of Kenosha Tremperer, Division II, Owen Dobberstein of Pewaukee, Dominic Santarelli of Kenosha St. Joseph, Division III, and Tavian Schrammick of Blair Taylor was named the Division IV Player of the Year. All-State honors from the area third team, Jack Fenwick of Reedsburg and Devin Nenlin of Westby. And also the honorable mention players include Winston Alonzo of Reedsburg, Tyson Starkey of Fenimore. Also in the outfield, Tarek Marks of Barneveld and Sammy Clary of Ithaca. Ethan Scheckler of Fenimore, both recognized as utility players, honorable mention All-State. And the All-State All-Academic team, among the criteria, the GPA must be 4.0 or higher. Congratulations to Evan Wallace of Kickapoo, who qualified for that team, and Gavin Larson of Westby. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Brewers needed just one more out for a series sweep when former teammate Orlando Arcia homered to tie the game. Colorado then prevailed in 11 innings, 4-3. The game had been scoreless when both Sal Frelick and Christian Yelich homered in the sixth inning. Frelick had three of Milwaukee's six hits. Grant Anderson was the loser after giving up a run in the 11th. The Brewers are off tonight. They'll meet the Mets in New York coming up on Tuesday. In other action from the National League, Philadelphia 2-1 over Atlanta. Pittsburgh beat the Mets 12-1. Cincinnati 3, San Diego 2, Miami 6-4 over Arizona. In the American League, Baltimore 5, Tampa Bay 1, Toronto 5, Boston 3, the Yankees 12-5 over the Athletics, Seattle 6, Texas 4, Detroit 3-0 over Minnesota. Interleague play, St. Louis 7-0 over Cleveland, Houston took the Cubs 2-0, Dodgers 5, Kansas City 1, the White Sox 5-2 over San Francisco, and Washington 7-4 over the Angels. One of the most popular Milwaukee Bucks has decided to stay home. Bobby Portis, known as the Mayor, has reached an agreement on a 3-year, $44 million contract with the NBA team. Portis has been one of the top players off the bench over the last 5 years, averaging 14 points, 8.4 rebounds per game, and hitting 36% of his three-pointers. Another reserve, Ryan Rollins, has accepted the team's qualifying offer, and Kevin Porter Jr. has rejected his player option. LeBron James is exercising his $52.6 million contract, and it appears that he is making plans for playing his 23rd NBA season. That would be the first time a player has played that many years in the NBA. Also, the condition of being anonymous was prevailed because James or the Lakers have not officially made the decision. But from an inside source, it sounds like it. He's been an all-NBA pick 21 of his 22 seasons in the league. In other notes from the world of sports, there may be a challenge looming for the Packer offensive line as the season approaches. It's possible that three of the team's top linemen won't be on the field when training camp starts next month. Multi-year starter Elgton Jenkins wants a better deal in exchange for switching to play center. Second-round draft pick Anthony Belton hasn't signed a contract yet, but only two other second-rounders have, and Zach Tom, maybe Green Bay's best lineman, also wants a new deal. General Manager Brian Gutekunst says work is being done to finalize Tom's contract. That's an update on sports for this Monday morning. I am Phil Nee.